We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Something terrible is going to happen.
I don't know how you guys feel about the shape of the world these days, but you know this guy Donald Trump? You heard of this? People talk about him a lot, and because people are talking about him, we talk about him like, say, the 91 charges he's facing, which is, technically speaking, I don't want to get into the legal jargon here, that's a lot. That's a lot of charges. But it has, as much as all of us talk and think about this numbnut, every so often, it's really important with this guy, it's important to, let's say, metaphorically, jam the sharpened stick of knowledge into the soft inner thigh of your mind and just grind it around a little bit to try to reawaken the horror of what our country would be like if this hate-filled dingus and his soulless goons ever got a hold of power again. Because, and I don't know if you've noticed, but Donald Trump is a fascist. Too harsh, you say? Fine. But consider this, my friends. Over the past week, Trump has repeatedly compared his political opponents to vermin who he will root out. First, okay, that's dehumanizing his fellow Americans. Second, if he's really looking for vermin, he should start with his own lawyer, who I believe is an alcoholic mole rat. Okay. Now, further, my friends, if the word vermin has a hint of Himmler to you, well spotted, because according to the Washington Post, Trump has long toyed with the language of fascists, but is now echoing dictators like Hitler and Mussolini. Yes, some in the media are starting to suspect that the guy who sent a violent mob to murder his vice president so he could stay in power might have a dark side. Yesterday, Trump's campaign pushed back on this comparison to jackbooted dictators with this reassuring statement. Those who try to make that ridiculous assertion are clearly snowflakes grasping for anything, and their entire existence will be crushed when President Trump returns to the White House. Furthermore, anyone who says I'm a cannibal is a liar, and if they say it again, I will eat their delicious face. You look pretty good on a bun, buddy. Now, naturally, this spokesman's initial statement there was perceived as a bit extreme. So the spokesman, and this is real, later clarified that instead of crushing their entire existence, he meant to say their sad, miserable existence. So less of a walk it back and more of a goose step it forward. Here's another thing that fascists enjoy doing. They cling to power after the voters reject them. That's what Trump is on trial for in Georgia, where prosecutors have gotten multiple Trump associates to plead guilty, including former Trump attorney and school parent explaining why the very hungry caterpillar is homosexual agenda. Jenna Ellis. Last night, video leaked of Ellis revealing to prosecutors that in the December of 2020, a Trump White House aide told her that even though the lawyers were telling Trump that he definitely lost, quote, the boss is not going to leave. Thanks to Jonathan Carl's new book, we're also learning more about Trump's belief in some of the weirder QAnon theories that have percolated out there. For instance, back in 2021, the Q folks were all saying that Trump would be reinstated on August 13th, 2021, as part of the so-called storm, when Trump would expose the cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophile elites and declare martial law, meaning he would remain in power and conduct mass arrests and executions of top Democrats or other supposed members of the cabal. Oh, 2021. It was a crazy time. Of course, since then, most of the more insane believers in that nonsense have been sentenced to Congress. But it turns out it wasn't just your aunt on Facebook who bought into Q, because that summer Trump was telling people that he expected he would get reinstated by August. Come on. Cult leaders should never get high on their own supply. My MAGA faithful, put on your Nikes and watch me drink all this delicious Kool-Aid. It's all mine. Yum, 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 yum. I'm the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah. I can't feel my fingers. Why am I so sleepy? Why am I? And now Jonathan Carl has released audio from the summer of 2021 showing just how deeply Trump believed this nonsense.
You don't really think there's a way you would get reinstated before the next election, do you?
I'm not going to explain it to you, Jonathan, because you wouldn't either understand it or write it.
I'm not going to explain it to you, Jonathan, you know. I know how it would work, Jonathan, but you wouldn't understand. How about you tell me how you would get me reinstated to stop the Satan cabal, Frito Banditos, or whatever the chock full of nutsos are yammering to me about? What's your idea, John?
Now let's talk about Trump's new immigration plan. It's just like the old one, but with more worser. And no surprise, this plan has the same old author, Trump advisor Stephen Miller. Miller's new plan includes some of Trump's greatest hits, like sweeping raids and mass deportations, alongside fresh horrors, rounding up undocumented people and detaining them in giant camps. To make the giant internment camps sound a little more family-friendly, Miller assured reporters that the camps would look professional. Professional? Fuh-shoo! It may be a giant step down the road to totalitarianism, but on the bright side, no Crocs. Now, this is all made a lot Hitlerier by the fact that Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, claims Trump once told him Hitler did a lot of good things. Okay, I think we have enough data points. Have we proven that Trump is a fascist? To find out, let's bring out the Donald Trump dictatometer. Here we go. Trump calls his opponents vermin, says he will crush those who disagree with him, holds on to power at all costs, would declare martial law to stop an imaginary evil cabal, plans to put people in camps, and says Hitler had some good ideas. Jim? He's gone, and he's never coming back, because our joke solved everything.
Donald Trump.
In honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald Trump.
Says.
The threat from outside forces is far less sinister, dangerous, and grave than the threat from within.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space been hurt.
Donald Trump.
Says.
Yeah, it could certainly happen in reverse. They've done something that nobody thought would happen. They've done indictments in order to win an election. It could certainly happen in reverse. What they've done is they've released the genie out of the box. You understand that?
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says,
because now that he indicted me, we're allowed to look at him.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
I am your warrior, I am your justice, and for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space!
If we are heading towards Trump, Biden, a rematch in 2024. How does that look in our polling right now? Donald Trump, we have at 46%. Biden, 44.
And this is significant because this is the first time in the history of our poll that former President Trump beats President Biden, still within the margin of error, but still significant.
Yeah, in 2019, 2020, when Trump was president, he trailed all of them. This year, he's trailed all of them in our poll. First time in more than a dozen polls we've seen a result like this.
I'm not worried about the possibility of a second term for Donald Trump, a twice impeached wannabe dictator who's orchestrated the coup attempt, is facing four indictments, calls his political opponents Vernon's. I'm not worried about any of the polling because it's a year out. Barack Obama trailed Mitt Romney in some polls before the 2012 election. Of course, Mitt Romney hadn't already been a terrible president who stoked in his direction. Right now, the big problem Biden is facing is frustration from within his own party.
If you take a look here by party, I think it's significant for two reasons. One, independents, obviously, more than 2-1 disapprove. You don't want to be there as an incumbent president. But I think equally significant, no surprise, 7% of Republicans approve of Joe Biden's job performance, but three times as many Democrats, 21%, that's more than 1 in 5, say they disapprove. You need much more unified support in your own party.
That's right. 21% of Democrats disapprove of Biden, and that's the difference. Trump doesn't have the same problem with his base. He could renounce literally every position he's ever held, call himself a woke Antifa communist who believes the military should be abolished, and everyone should live together on one giant hippie commune where they smoke weed and wear Hawaiian shirts, and his supporters would say, hell yeah, let's call it Margaritaville, baby. They're not going to Trump rallies to hear him talk policy. They're going to hear him talk about windmills and celebrities and do B-minus jokes while he sweats through his suit. It's the wet collar comedy tour.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember that? He was with four hookers. You think that was good that night to go up and tell my wife, it's not true, darling. I love you very much. It's not true. Actually, that one she didn't believe because she said he's a germaphobe. He's not into that, you know? He's not into golden showers, as they say they call them.
That one, she didn't believe. Normally, she has no trouble believing the terrible things. Stormy Daniels, 100% she believed it. This one, not at all. Have I told you about the golden shower? Oh, I just did? Okay.
Trump is clearly going through a lot right now, although he's apparently putting a lot of effort into pretending that he's actually doing totally fine.
What is the former president's mindset these days? I mean, obviously, his legal problems are mounting. He's still polling well. Any sense of how confident he is?
There is an enormous amount of energy invested in Trump portraying himself as fine and nothing bothering him.
Only Donald Trump would be so bothered by the appearance that something is bothering him that he invests an enormous amount of energy into looking like he's not investing an enormous amount of energy. But other than that, the plan is working perfectly. Here, let's check in on some recent Trump rallies and see him acting totally fine and not bothered by any of his indictments.
I did everything right and they indicted me. They indicted me.
I've been indicted.
They indicted me. Can you believe my father and mother are looking down, son? How did that happen? We're so proud of you, son. How did that happen? Did anybody ever hear, he's a very nice fellow, Al Capone. Did you ever hear of Al Capone? Scarface. He had a scar that went from here to here, and he didn't get that scar by playing tiddlywinks, right? Al Capone. Alphonse Capone. If you smiled at him in the wrong way, he'd kill you. He was only indicted one time. I got four. I wonder if my father and mother are proud of me. Mom?
I don't know. It sounds like he's doing great. I'd love to see Trump and his aides coming up with their strategy for pretending the indictments aren't bothering him. All right, sir, we've decided the best course of action is just don't mention the indictments.
Okay, I like that idea, but what if I put a small twist on it? Instead of not mentioning them, I do mention them repeatedly, and then I look up to the sky and I scream, Mother! Are you there, Mother? Why have you forsaken me? I think people will like that.
Also, can we go back to this?
He had a scar that went from here to here, and he didn't get that scar by playing tiddlywinks.
You know, when your party talks constantly about how old Biden is, you're not setting up a great contrast by talking about Al Capone and tiddlywinks. In fact, Trump's legal woes are bothering him so much, this week his lawyers filed a motion for a mistrial in his New York civil fraud case, citing political bias.
The judge placed a limited gag order on Donald Trump that barred him from commenting on court staff. Trump's lawyers were then prohibited from discussing the judge's confidential communications with his staff. The length of the trial so far has been punctuated by skirmishes over Trump's rhetoric. His targeting of Judge Ngoron's clerk led to fines, even a threat of imprisonment.
So just to recap, the judge threatened Trump with fines and imprisonment if he kept badmouthing the court staff. So Trump thought it would be a good idea to file a motion for a mistrial in which he badmouths the court staff. Trump will likely be on trial in multiple jurisdictions throughout the entirety of the general election.
Do you think any of these cases are going to go to trial before the election?
I do. I think that the, Siphonny Willis in Fulton County, Georgia, has asked for the trial to be set, I believe, on August 5th in that case. I do think that the federal trial on election subversion charges is going to happen in March or April at the latest, and I think we will see several months of a trial. I don't think people have quite gotten their heads around what it's going to look like when there is the potentially the presumptive frontrunner for the Republican nomination sitting in a courtroom every day. You have to attend as a criminal.
Yeah, in March or April.
In March or April for many, many weeks. That would basically mean Trump is on trial the entire general election, and that's an astonishing thing to get your head around.
Yeah, none of us have fully processed that yet. One of the two major party candidates for president will be sitting in a courtroom every day for virtually the entire general election. I'm betting that's not exactly what the founding fathers had in mind when they set up our political system. It was so beyond their imagination, they didn't even think to put a clause in the Constitution that says you can't run for president if you have boxes of classified documents sitting in your cheesy fake marble bathroom, you dingus. And we've already seen Trump in court for his civil fraud trial in New York. He doesn't handle it well. He sits there scowling all day like a jungle cat in a local zoo. In fact, Trump is so mad about this case that he filed a truly ridiculous motion for a mistrial, claiming the judge and the clerk were biased against him. But the judge quickly shot it down.
The judge overseeing Trump's civil fraud trial in New York rejected the former president's motion for a mistrial. On Friday, Judge Arthur Engoron said the motion is, quote, utterly without merit. Trump had claimed the judge and his principal law clerk are biased against him.
There isn't a lot of proof that
the conversations between the judge and his law clerk are, in fact, emblematic of bias. Just because you lose repeatedly in front of a judge doesn't mean that judge is biased.
Trump can't get that simple fact through his brain. Maybe you could claim bias once or twice, but you can't claim bias literally every time you ever lose anything anywhere, especially when you make crazy requests that any judge would rule against. Like when Trump was on the stand, and hours into his testimony, he attempted to read from a mysterious piece of paper he retrieved from his pocket, claiming it would prove his innocence.
Donald Trump is the subject of lawsuits all across the country trying to keep him off the ballot for violating the 14th Amendment's ban on public officials who engaged in an insurrection. Well, on Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we got the ruling we've all been waiting for.
A Colorado judge ruled yesterday that President Trump, quote, engaged in an insurrection on January 6th, becoming the first judge to do so.
Woo! Boom! Game, set, match, bam! Monologue, oh, thank you.
What's that? I'm sorry, I'm being told there's more to that news report.
But she will allow him to remain on the state's primary ballot.
So here's what went down in Colorado. Even though the Constitution bars anyone who engaged in an insurrection from holding office, and the judge found that Trump engaged in an insurrection, she ultimately ruled that she can't bar Trump because the 14th Amendment explicitly bans insurrectionists from serving as U.S. senators, representatives, and even presidential electors, but it does not say anything about presidents. So he's off on a technicality. Trump is staying on the Colorado ballot for now.
Person looking to lead the United States, they may admire the consequential and successful American presidents who came before them. Abraham Lincoln, FDR, George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, but not Donald Trump. Trump's admiration goes to the strongmen, to the dictators, to those who wield their power with impunity, who put themselves above the people they serve. So it's no surprise that as he continues his third attempt for the White House, Donald Trump's own rhetoric bears a resemblance to those he idolizes. Trump's 2024 run has experts deeply concerned, as the New York Times details in a new piece. Quote, Donald J. Trump rose to power with political campaigns that largely attacked external targets, including immigration from predominantly Muslim countries and from south of the United States-Mexico border. But now, in his third presidential bid, some of his most vicious and debasing attacks have been leveled at domestic opponents. The threat from outside forces, Mr. Trump said, is far less sinister, dangerous, and grave than the threat from within. This turn inward has sounded new alarms among experts on autocracy who have long worried about Mr. Trump's praise for foreign dictators and disdain for democratic ideals. They said the former president's increasingly intensive focus on perceived internal enemies was a hallmark of dangerous totalitarian leaders. The Times spoke with historian Peter Hayes, who outlines the features of fascism. And spoiler alert, the likely 2024 GOP presidential nominee, well, he fulfills each one. Hayes says fascism is generally understood as an authoritarian, far-right system of government in which hyper-nationalism is a central component.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. There is no circumstance under which the United States will allow international entries to trample on the rights of our citizens.
It also often features a cult of personality around a strongman leader.
We are going to support him, even if he goes to jail, because he is a man for the people and by the people.
He doesn't break through the fraud this time. Patriots better lock and load, because it'll be all over.
The justification of violence or retribution against opponents.
We pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country. For those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
And the repeated denigration of rule of law.
Now the Marxist left is once again using the same corrupt DOJ and the same corrupt FBI. The baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country.
So there we have it. If Donald Trump becomes the 2024 nominee, which seems quite likely at this point, it won't just be policy differences on the line. It will be the entire American experiment on the ballot.
I've got to say, it's really important that we're talking about the possible ending of democracy. Keep explaining to people, so if they decide they want to throw away American democracy and go toward autocracy, they can never say they weren't warned.
He has insinuated that the nation's top military general should be executed and called for the termination of parts of the Constitution if he wins back the White House. He has said he would have no choice but to imprison political opponents. Mr. Trump's rise to power was almost immediately accompanied by debates over whether his ascendancy and that of other leaders around the world with similar political views signaled a revival of fascism.
He's an autocrat. He's talking like an autocrat, and he has promised them he is going to rule like an autocrat, arresting political opponents and deciding for himself what news shows stay on television and what news shows don't.
Thanks for the songs from Husker Du, John Williams, Richard Wagner, and Spike Jonze. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Stephen Colbert, Jonathan Karl, Donald Trump, Seth Meyers, Steve Kornacki, Kristen Welker, Jimmy Kimmel, Alicia Menendez, Jake Tapper, Maggie Haberman, Joe Scarborough, and Mika Brzezinski. The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.